the rest of the story. This is the story of a forgotten man, the Baron Lanover, Sir Benjamin Hall. And it's too bad, really. I think you'd have liked him. Baron Lanover was born November 8, 1802, in his ancestral home, Hensel Castle. That's in Glamorganshire, England. His education was, well, baronial, even though he was not to assume that title until the age of 56. He attended Westminster School, matriculated at Christ Church, Oxford, later became active in Parliament, first in the House of Commons and then in the House of Lords, and he had a heart. When political unrest escalated in Ireland, and many English noblemen were crying out for a military solution, Baron Lanover insisted that the specific causes of Irish discontent be given thoughtful consideration. And similarly, while a great number of his peers urged otherwise, Baron Lanover demanded the right of Welsh people to conduct their own church services in the Welsh tongue. The Baron was a tall, robust gentleman, genial, pleasant. Even through circumstances to the contrary, his likability as much as anything else got him elected to the Privy Council, appointed president of the General Board of Health. And then through legislation which he personally introduced in March of 1855, he created the London Metropolitan Board of Works, became its first chief commissioner. This forgotten man ought at least to have been remembered for that. For no small factor in the rejuvenation of the city of London in the mid-19th century was the conscientious involvement of the Baron Lanover, Sir Benjamin Hall. Under his administration, the city's parks, once shabby, were beautified. Public buildings, decaying, were restored. Baron Lanover was also responsible for many splendid improvements in St. Stephen's Tower, the finishing touches of a project that he had begun following the terrible fire of 1834. And still, for the most part, he is forgotten. With no living male heir, all of his titles became extinct upon his death. You'd have to search rather diligently to find a monument of any kind to his honor. The only portrait of him made while he lived is privately owned. And his widow, who might well have left something of him for posterity, edited the life story of Mary Granville instead. But guess what? This man, consumed by the flames of more significant history and consigned to the ashes of anonymity, is nonetheless remembered by his countrymen, even though they're unaware that it is he they are remembering every hour of every day and every night. For in a manner of speaking, his name's been shouted from the top of St. Stephen's Tower for 137 years, launched over and over again into the air by a 400-pound hammer, and disguised in the solemn, solitary, musical tone of E. And that is the legacy. That is the remembrance of this forgotten man. The great 13.5-ton bell, 7.5 feet high and 9 feet wide, that was cast under the watchful eye of the Baron Lanover, Sir Benjamin Hall. I said Sir Benjamin Hall, for to this day they call that old bell in the clock tower looming over Parliament Big Ben. And now you know why. For now you know the rest of the story.